For months, three unified police officers who took on the man who shot and killed one of their colleagues have been waiting in limbo. They confronted Corey Lee Henderson in a Holiday neighborhood only minutes after the probation violator took the life of UPD officer Doug Barney.
In the gun battle that followed, Sergeant Ben Steiner and officers Matt Brownlee and John Ritchie killed Henderson. Now, that use of deadly force mandated a review by Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill. Today, Gill notified Sheriff Jim Winder that he had cleared the trio of wrongdoing.
You know, it was a difficult case in the sense that we had a wonderful officer in Officer Barney who was well-loved by his family, well-loved by his fellow colleagues and officers in the community, who lost his life in this unfortunate and tragic incident. It was difficult in that sense. In terms of the evidence and to review, it was a very well-investigated investigation. The evidence was pretty clear, and it was pretty straightforward that these three officers were absolutely and unequivocally justified in the use of lethal force against Mr. Henderson, who had shot and killed one officer and was a violent threat to the three other officers as well.
In his letter to Sheriff Winder, Gill described a terrifying shootout.
They were able to find the suspect, Mr. Henderson, who then turned his weapon upon them after they had made multiple commands for him to show his hands and drop the weapon. He turned around and fired at them, striking Officer Ritchie a couple of times. When they returned fire, he subsequently died from the gunshot wounds that he suffered. We determined that he fired approximately nine rounds at the three officers, and his magazine was fully empty.
The letter also describes Sergeant Steiner firing again and again to stop Henderson from reaching for his gun once he was on the ground.